Hello, welcome. Thank you for watching or thank you for listening to today's episode. This is All Things Nursing with Nurse Choma, and today we're going to be talking about why your nursing career is on a halt. Why your nursing career has stopped, slowed down suddenly, or whatever the situation may be. And hopefully, this is going to, bring some light, enlightenment to you, and just kind of shift your focus as far as, going into 2021. So, all over the country, as we know, especially depending on the time that you listen to this, we experienced, a very difficult pandemic year, in 2020, and now we are in 2021, and the pandemic hasn't ended. Right, it hasn't. It's not over, unfortunately. It's still going on. And however, though, there's been a number of nurses that has definitely been impacted, good or bad. And 2020 was definitely the year of the nurse, and so is 2021. Right? This is also going to be absolutely the year for the nurse as well. And so I really want to just kind of like really speak into your ears, into your hearts, into your spirit, through this message, and I hope that it will catapult you to the place that you're supposed to be. So we know that there are some nurses that, because of the pandemic, they are doing fantastic. They are doing great because of the pandemic, mainly because of travel pay, right? Travel pay or crisis pay. So as a result, there are nurses that are doing fantastic, that have gotten out of debt. They're pretty much debt-free. They're making a lot of money, right? Because of all this like very lucrative opportunities throughout the country, right? And then on one hand we have that, but then on another hand, we also have nurses that are suffering, that are struggling, and that are not doing that well, right? So there's a very stark contrast between nurses that are doing very well, and then there's a stark contrast with the nurses that are doing really bad. Or just, I would say, not in the best position that they would like to be. And I want to talk specifically to those of you that fall under that bracket, that fall under that place where you are not doing that well now, career-wise, and it seems as if your career is at a stop, your career is at a halt, and you're trying to identify what went wrong or what is really happening or how to even plan as you go into this year, right? And what you can really do. And so I just really want to just speak into your ears as you're listening to this episode. So I'm going to point out to you three reasons why your career is probably at a standstill right now. And then, like I mentioned, what you need to begin to do, shift, move, and prioritize so it can be better. The first reason why your career is at a halt is because you did not prioritize your health, right? You did not prioritize your health in 2019, right? Before 2018, 20, like you didn't really make your health that much of a priority before the pandemic even started, or even, maybe even during the pandemic. And because you didn't make your health a priority, now you're not strong enough or you're not able enough to go out and work with potential patients that are at risk with COVID. And because, and see, the reality, and this is a thing too, is like one of the things that us, nurses are really guilty of is, we pour, 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 but we don't pour back into us. We don't really prioritize us like the way that we should. And because we don't prioritize us, then as a result, we suffer. We end up suffering in our bodies. We end up suffering in our backs. We end up suffering in our health, in our, and so at the end of the day, only you know what you're going through. Only you know what is going on in your body day by day. And it can be really attractive to do certain things, you know, to like jump on all these opportunities, but it doesn't matter if you're not, you know, healthy enough to even do them. And so one of the reasons why your career is at a halt right now is because you did not really make your health a priority, whether it was before, whether it is now, you know, and everything. And so now as we move into this new year, you have to, your biggest thing is that you have to pour from a filled cup, right? You have to fill yourself up. And when you fill yourself up, then you can be able to really give out to other people. Then you can really be able to operate on a higher level. So you got to make your health a priority. It's not possible for you to have a career with longevity in nursing, of all careers. It's not possible for you to experience, you know, abundance in certain areas of your life if your health is not the top priority. So, and it doesn't have to take up all your time, but even certain small things is, you know, because this one thing I'll say too, I know when you're, especially when you're working at the bedside and you get off of work, and there's studies that shows that nurses on average walks like maybe like 4 to 5 miles a week from, you know, working their job and everything. So when it's your off day, the last thing you want to do is walk, right? When it's your off day, the last thing you want to do is get around and walk around, et cetera. So last thing you want to do, but you have to find your ideal method or your ideal approach for your health that has a significant return on your health. So the way you have to view it too is that if you, let's say you do exercise on your off days, or you even exercise before you go into work, right? That's probably even the best, honestly. If you can take some time to exercise even before you go into work, what will happen is that now you'll have more energy to run your 12-hour day, right? Because that's essentially what it does. You're gonna have more stamina, more endurance to last the entire day. So that's one of the biggest things is that you gotta prioritize your body. You know, you have to prioritize your body, and because you didn't prioritize your body, that's the reason why you're experiencing what you're experiencing now with your career being at a stop. That's why you can't go and work with COVID patients, because if you do, like one day you're gonna be too sick, right? So you have to figure, okay, whether it's going to be exercising, even this, and don't try and like just, you know, do strenuous stuff immediately. You know, start small and then you can work your way up, right? Whether it's going to be Pilates, aerobotics, you know, whatever, right? Maybe not aerobotics, but, you know, stretches. But the biggest thing is doing it consistently, you know, 3 days a week or 5 days a week, but doing it. And Zumba, you know, you can even go online and see all these trainings, or even free stuff on YouTube, but you got to start somewhere. Drinking more water. You know, when we are working at the hospital, what do we drink a lot of? Coffee, right? Now, coffee is not totally bad for you, but just like anything though, there's a balance. So coffee, you know, all that caffeine running through your blood all the time, that's over time, that's not going to be the greatest on your heart, right? And so you have to think about that. So now, instead of you drinking caffeine, instead you're going to drink more water. Instead, you're going to get rid of sodas and find more natural ways to increase your energy. Some of you, maybe it's really just honestly taking your vitamins, you know, taking natural vitamins, that such as B vitamin, B12, B6, things that can naturally boost your energy. Getting all of your vitamins every single day, those are natural ways to increase your energy levels. Even having like little healthy packs, like, you know, and I have like a keto bundle pack. I'll mention it in the description. But even little snacks that can boost your energy, and being conscious of what you're eating and what you're putting into your body, it's so important. You know, and one thing I recommend is like these energy drinks. This is an energy drink that I personally take, and I've seen other people are successful with it, which I'll mention in the description. But the energy, but this is like an energy, it's a natural energy drink, and it contains vitamin B6, B3, B12, All the essential B vitamins that really helps to boost your energy. So it's more natural ingredients. And then there's a little small amount of caffeine in it as well. And then also it contains amino acids. And those amino acids helps to restore muscle fatigue and muscle damage that you acquire from walking a lot, that you acquire from a lot of strenuous activity on your body. That's why you also should take protein when you exercise in order to help restore that muscle fatigue. So just being more conscious about what you're putting into your body, what you're drinking, what you're eating. I just really making it, being it, be as intentional with your patients as you are with yourself, and now you can produce out of the overflow. So that's one of the biggest reasons why you're experiencing a halt in your career, because you did not prioritize your health. The second reason why, as well, is your relationships. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to tell you as well, is that when it comes to any career, honestly, when it comes to any career, your elevation or your ability to open to get into certain opportunities, because it's still not just a matter of what you know, it's still who you know. So who you know still really matters. And that's the reason why, that's what really opens doors. So if you're trying to find that stay-at-home job, right, as a nurse, if you're trying to find the opportunity that that's usually more limited, it's those relationships that you have built that now you can really call on, and they can say, oh yeah, I know about so and so, let me let you in, let me get put a good word in for you, let me let you know about whatever. So this is one of the biggest things, is that sometimes what happens is that as a nurse we get so busy working, doing our 12-hour shifts, doing our own personal responsibilities, that we neglect relationships and we neglect certain people. And you never know who you're going to need. You never know when you're going to need to call on somebody to assist you in something. And so you want it to be where you already put in something, you've already nurtured the relationship, so that we don't it's not where like you're calling on people when you need them all the time, because that's not really a very symbiotic relationship. But you poured value into others, so that way now they're willing to return it to you when you really need it. So that's one of the reasons why you may be experiencing as well a halt in your nursing career, is because you stopped or you did not prioritize your relationships in 2019, right? Before the pandemic started, right? So you did not make that a priority. And because you did not make that a priority, now as a result, you're experiencing the fruit of that. So yeah, I want to even challenge you. Who are 5 to 10 people that you can contact this week and just say hello, and just reach out to, and just ask how they're doing, what's going on with them, right? Who are 5 to 10 people that you can reach out to? And at least, if you can't reach out to that many, then what groups, what nursing groups, what healthcare groups can you join? Can you be more active in? Can you communicate with, so that way people can see your name, right? And then this is the reason why, when it comes to at least like millionaires or whatever, a lot of deals are done in the golf course. Why? Because it's relationships. Because really they're doing an activity where they're building relationships. And as a result, hey, like while we're talking, oh yeah, I'm doing this deal. Oh, I need your help. Yeah. And then bam, it happens. So identify what relationships can you begin to seek out, can you begin to prioritize in this season, this month. You need to prioritize your relationships. You need to. I'm telling you the truth. All right, the last one, number three, is to your career. All right, these are three reasons why. Like I said, these are three reasons why your career is at a halt, is at a stop, is that you did not nurture your career. You did not nurture your career skills. You know how, as a nurse, what do we have to do? Every 2 years, we need to get our 30 CEUs, every 2 years. And then there's some things that your job may make you to do. That's just like the minimum, right? And then that's it, right? And so what some of us do is that's all we do, right? Now this is different if you're going back to school, because if you're in school right now, then that's totally different. You're definitely nurturing your career because you're trying to go to another level in your career. But for those of us that are not in school, you stop nurturing your career. You stop seeking certifications. You stop researching different types of specialties to pursue. You stop identifying, what are things, aside from going back to school, there's other ways to grow your skill set. You stop looking into certifications and exams that you can pass or that you can take that can add another letter to your last name. You stop looking into conferences, right? Nursing conferences that can teach you new skills, new information about whether it's about wound care nursing, being a wound care nurse, or whether it's about being a legal nurse consulting, right? Whether it's about all there's so many different industries and brackets within nursing, where there's even an occupational health in nursing. And so what you did in 2019, in 2018, prior to all this, even before the pandemic really hit, or even maybe during the pandemic, you stopped prioritizing your nurturing your career. You stopped focusing, you stopped, you got comfortable, right? We all did. You got comfortable. You didn't really make it a habit to identify, okay, what workshops can I attend, right? There's IV training workshops you can attend. Even whether it's online or physical, you can get your CPR, your ACLS, your PALS, right? And then add that to your resume, and now that can help you stand out. There are certain types of trainings. I was looking up, and I saw a training called HEIDS training, HEIDS training, and I guess it's some type of training that allows nurses to work from home. See, that's what I'm saying. If you gotta stay prepared. You gotta stay prepared. You don't get ready. Like you don't find yourself where the opportunity comes and now you're trying to get ready for it. No, you prepare for the opportunity like it's coming. And so that's one of the reasons why you may be experiencing as you're a halt in your career is because you're not proactive. You haven't been proactive. You got comfortable. You didn't think COVID would happen, right? Nobody did. But you got comfortable, and because you got comfortable, that's why you're experiencing what you're experiencing right now in your career. So you gotta start thinking about, okay, how can I begin to nurture my career, my skill sets? What certifications can I take? What specialties can I pursue? What workshops? What trainings can I find? Can I research? Can I Google? Should I go back to school? What program should I go into, right? What is my job offering? Maybe you do have a job, but there's certain trainings that you neglected, right? What online courses can I seek that I can add to my resume and that will help me to stand out so I can get that type of job I want, right? So you can get those certifications. So I want you to really begin to consider this now. And if you begin to consider all these things now, it will make a huge difference when it comes to your career, right? It really, like, you could literally experience a 180, a total 180 in your career if you begin to prioritize each of these three things I went over with you is one, your health, two, your relationships, and three, your career. All right? So I hope that listen to this, encourage you. Once again, what I'll do below this episode, I will link everything I mentioned, as far as like every single resource that I mentioned. You can also visit our website, www.choosingnursing.net, www.choosingnursing.net. And on there, all the resources, you can find them there on our website there. Whether it's the health and wellness stuff, whether it's like things to help you to with your health, whether it's, just other things that I mentioned as well. Also on the website, you can download a free resource that we have. It's called 8 Things or 8 Steps to Fast Track Your Nursing Career. 8 Steps to Fast Track Your Nursing Career. Go to our website. It's on the front page of our website and download that free guide. And in there, I give you very specific strategies to help you to fast track your nursing career. Thank you again for listening. I hope that you found this helpful. And I always encourage you on the podcast, email me or message me. Leave me a message if you have a question. I want to hear from you, right? Don't be afraid to reach out, all right? So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're an aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or you're a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.